Havayamino lisot, my kudu then said to the sultan, Girevenach, like I'm going to throw an arrow at your eyes. In other words, I could have made away with the sultan altogether. If the second, I would have got married when I was 14 years old, I would never had a hero chet, and then I would have been a big tzaddik. I could let us say goodbye to the sultan. All right, we'll stop here. But as we said before, though, Rav Adam, if a person really feels that he could get married and learn Torah, then this is adif. However, lamaisa, we know it's harder. So if a person is oisik in learning Torah shtark, he's matzliach in Torah, and he wants to continue learning for another year or two, and then worry about getting married, so then the Gedolim says he has a right. It's brought down a loch like this also. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph on top. Mar says, Omale Rav L'Rav Nosen Barami. Rav is said to Rav Nosen Barami, Ad Yodcho Al Tzavore Debarecha. When your hands are still around the neck of your son, means when you still have power over your son, which means Mishisasor V'Yad Esmen Batarti. From 16 until 22, those are the years that a father still has control over his son. So first John Rashi says, is going on the Gemara before, that when is the time to marry off your son? So from this age, between 16 and 22, these are the years that will still listen to you, and you can give him a good shidduch. But if you wait too long, he's not going to listen to you anymore, so you shouldn't wait more than 22. The Amrilon, some say, Mitim Nisori Adesim V'Yabor. From 18 until 24, those are the right ages when to take care of your son. Yeah, this is the first pshat that Rashi learns. The second pshat that Rashi learns is, it's not only talking about getting married, it's talking about bechlal, when to be strict upon your son. That the age from 16, that's when your son is a bar das, that when you understand, that's when you can really give it to him to put him on the right derech. Before 16, he's too young, he doesn't have enough das, doesn't pay to work on him too much, to hit him too much. Mashenkin, after he's 22, then he doesn't listen anymore. Then you have to be careful, maybe he'll hit you back. So the main ages to be madrich, to teach your son the right way, or to be strict upon him, that's from these ages of either 16 to 22, or else 18 to 24. The Gemara says, Kitanoi, really there's a machlokes tanoim. The Pasuk says, Chanoich lenar al pidarkoi. You're supposed to give chinuch to your son al pidarkoi. So Rashi says, al pidarkoi means according to his ways, that this chinuch will be with him for the rest of his life. In other words, give it to him at a time when he'll accept it and he'll stay with him. So when is the right age to give chinuch to your son? We have Yehuda Reb Nechemya Machlokes. Chadama 1 says, Mishisasor v'yad esrim v'tartin, from when he's 16 years old until he's 22 years old. That's the right age to really give it to your son, to put him on the right road. Then he'll listen to you, he'll be mekabel the bar das. These are the right ages. The Chadama 1 says, no, mitim nisor v'yad esrim v'yabor, from 18 until 24, this is the right age. This is good according to Rashi's second shot. That the Shiloh, when is the right age to give it to your son to really put him on the right way, that he has enough das to listen, to accept, and he'll still accept, he's not too old, that he'll just rebel against you. So that's this age. So here also you see that there's a mitzvah chinuch to take care of your kid, even after he's bar mitzvah. The person shouldn't think once he becomes bar mitzvah, he's part already from the mitzvah of chinuch. Here you see, no, Adarab, but the yikr chinuch is to put your son on the right way, right road, right way. Chanech l'nar al-pidarkoi, that's after he's a bardas, after he's already 16 years old, that's the time really to give him the right hadrocha. Now the Mor says, ad heichin chai vodim lumad es b'nai Torah. How much does a father have the chiyah to teach his son Torah? Before we learn it's a mitzvah upon the father, how much? Some Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel Kagoyin Zvulim Ben Don. Like this child, Zvulim Ben Don, Shalimdo Avi Oviv Mikro Mishnah. So first of all, we said the Chiddush here wasn't only his father, but it was his grandfather. So he said also a grandfather asked the Chiyah to teach his grandson. Here it was his grandfather that taught him Mikro, O Mishnah, V'Talmud, Halachas V'Agodas, Namash taught him Kol HaTorah Kuli, taught him everything. So of course, Mashma, a father asked the Chiyah to teach his son everything. This the Gemara says, Meisrei Havakasha. It says, Limdu Mikro, Ein Malamda Mishnah. If the father taught his son already Mikro, we'll soon see what that means. He does not have a chiyah to teach his son Mishnah. Mashmi, after he taught him Mikra, that's it. Then the rest, the son has to learn on his own. The Yama Rav, Rav explains, Mikra zu Torah. You know what Mikra means? It means Torah. Rashi says it means, V'loi Nevi'im Uksuvim. You do not have to teach your son Nevi'im Uksuvim even. Just Torah, that's the chiyah upon the father to his son. So here's the Sira. Before you said, here the grandfather taught his son, Zvulim Ben Don, he taught him everything. Sumar says, true. But kizvulim ben don, v'loy kizvulim ben don. Certain things yes, certain things no. Kizvulin ben Donetz Laikim Shalim Du Aviyoviv. First of all, you see, his grandfather taught him Torah. So we learn out from here, it's not only Chiv upon the father, but the grandfather also has a Chiv. But like his Vulun ben Don, not exactly like him, Yilu Hosa Mikra Mishnah V'Talmud Halachas V'Agodis. Over there he was taught everything. V'Yilu Hocha, but we are saying Lalocha L'Maisa. How much of a Chiv that the father has to his son? Mikra Lovad, that's all. He only has a Chiv to teach his son Chumish. Not even Nevi Miksuvim. The rest, the son has to learn by on his own. Now the Gemara says, "Vavi Oviv Mi Mechayva." Is it true what we're saying now that a grandfather also has the chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah? Well, Tanya would learn like this. The pasuk says, "Beli Maditem Oisam Es Benechem." You should teach your children Torah. So we dashin one time of dashins v'loy b'nei benechem. That there's no chiyuv upon the grandfather to teach his grandson. If so, umani mekayim. What do I do with the pasuk? V'hoydatem levonecho levnei vonecho. What do I do with this pasuk that's mashma? You should teach b'nei vonech your grandchildren. Zumar says, loy melech, come teach us like this. That shekol hamalamed es b'nei Torah. Whoever teaches his son a Torah, you should know the locher is, ma'ala olav hakosev, kilu limdoi loy ul'b'nei, ul'ben b'nei atzev koladeris. That whoever does teach his son Torah, is considered as if he's continuing this learning of Torah that was given on Har Sinai, and is continuing on throughout all the generations. So it's considered like you're the one that's being mamshav, that's continuing it, giving it over to your son. That's what it means, the grandson means, because your son is going to give it over to his son, and his son to his son. So by you teaching your son, you're going to continue this Kesedic learning that's going to go down throughout all the generations. But the actual chiyuv, according to this Tana, is only the father to the son, but not the grandfather to the grandson. So here you see, the grandfather does not have a chiyuv. So Gemara says, no, that time before we said yes, who diyoma kiyai Tana? He learned like this Tana. The Tana you will learn, the Pasuk says, v'limadatem oisem et b'nechem. You should teach your children. Same liyela b'nechem. So far we only know your own son you have to teach. B'nei b'nechem minayin. How do we know there's even a chiyuv to teach your grandson also? This Tana holds you do have to. The pasuk says, "V'hoydatem levonecho levnei vonecho," that you should teach your grandchildren Torah. In came if so, matam leima benechem. What do we do with the first pasuk of limadatem oisem es benechem, which before we said it means v'loy benei benechem? So this Tana says no. This Tana says it means benechem v'loy benechem. Means you have to teach your sons and not your daughters, like we learned before. So that's what we hold halacha, that if the father does not teach the son, the grandfather's chiyuv to teach his grandson. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol hamalamed es ben b'noi Torah, whoever teaches his grandson Torah, ma'al olav hakosev kilo kiblo m'Har Sinai, has considered mamash like this son, the grandson received it from Har Sinai. Considered a kaseidah deka mamshelis, the giving over, like the Mishnah Novice, Moisum Masul Yeshua, she was Canaan. Said is giving down and it goes back, Mamish Tarsinai. Shinema, the Posek says, V'yadatam Levanech, Levnei Vanech, V'somachle, right after that, the Posek says, Yoy Masher Amarav Levnei Hashem Lakecha Bachoriv. That you should remember like the day the Torah was given Bachoriv Bahar Sinai. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Ashtichel, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba once met Rabbi Shur Ben Levi in the streets, the Shadio Disna Resha. All he was wearing was just a yarmulke on his head, and he was not wearing his regular hat that he usually wears. But Kamanti Lelianuk Lebekanishta, he was taking his son to shul, taking his son to yeshiva to learn. So Amalek and Chia said to Shimon Levi, "My Kulihai, what's going on here? You're going in the streets without your hat, just with a yarmulke. Like what's the big rush?" Amalek said back to him, "Me Zutra is so small. My Dechsib, what the pasuk says, V'hoydatem Levonecho." You should teach your children Torah. There's some of them right near that it says, Yoy Masher Omarat Lofnei Hashem Lekecha Bachoriv. That Mamish is like you're teaching him Torah from Har Sinai. So it's a tremendous thing to teach your own son Torah. So that's why he ran fast to take his kid to yeshiva, even though he forgot his hat in the house. Zumar says, when Yavacha heard this, so Mikan V'yelet, from now onwards, Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, even Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, Loitoyim Umse, did not eat roasted meat. Rashi says that was the meaning. They used to eat some roasted meat in the morning for breakfast. He did not have his roasted meat, his barbecued meat, until he learned over what he chazed over first the pasuk they learned yesterday, and then he even taught him something new. And then he went to eat breakfast. Rabba Bar Afun also was loitoyim umtzi, did not eat this roasted barbecued meat. Until he first brought his kid to the base of Medrash to learn Torah. Omer Rav Safar Mishum Mishum Ben Chanino. My dichse was a pasuk say v'shinan tom livonecho. That chura means you should learn Torah with your children. But doesn't say v'limadatem. It says v'shinan tom. See, there are a few drushes from this word v'shinan tom. One of them is atikru v'shinan tom. Don't say you should learn ela v'shilashtem for the extra nuns in the vav. But Rashi and Sifah says threes. What does that mean? This is why you're learning in threes. That lo'olam yishalish adam shenaisav. A person should divide up his life in threes. That means shlish b'mikra. The first third of your life you should spend learning Torah, learning Chumash. Shlish b'mishnah. The next third you should learn Mishnayis. Shlish b'talmud. Then the last third you should learn Talmud. That means learn the Gemara, learn the Svaras, the reasoning of the Halachas, of the Mishnayis and the Stiras, back and forth. Rashi says, Gemara Rashi says, it means Svaras v'taymis dimastinayim shal Mishnayis. Or the taratzim b'mas soysu zuazu. To be able to answer all the questions we have on the Mishnah, like the Gemara does, to understand things, that you should spend the last third. So first Gemara asks, you can't say divide your life in three, you don't know how long you live. 60 years, 80 years, 100 years, how can you divide up in three, you don't know how long you're going to live? The Gemara answers, for that day. So Rashi learns, liyayme means each week. That means every day of the week, by start, the first 2 days learn Chumash, next 2 days learn Mishnah, and next 2 days learn Gemara. Tosis says, no, even that's true, because you don't know how many weeks you live. But Tosis learns, it means every single day. Every single day, one third of the day, like 9 hours of the day, so 3 hours in Chumash, 3 hours in Mishnah, 3 hours in a Talmud. And Allah has brought down, they used to work 3 hours. That's how you have your day. You work 3 hours, you learn 3 hours Chumash, 3 hours Mishnayis, and 3 hours Gemara. That's the end of this Gemara. Tosis speaks out, and Beis Tam says that after we don't learn so much Chumash and Mishnah, because if we learn Talmud Bavli, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Bavli means Belula the Nikra the Mishnah the Gemara. That Talmud Bavli is mixed up with Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. Therefore, if you learn Talmud Bavli, that's really enough. However, what is this Indian? You should learn Chumash, you should learn Mishnayis, and then learn Talmud, and then learn Gemara. But before it does brought down Halacha, and this is the beginning of your learning. But Avada, once you go, when you know Mikra, you know Chumash well, and you know Mishnayis well, then Avada, you're supposed to spend all your time and most of your time learning Gemara. Right. Lafikov, now it's new Gemara. Lafikov, therefore, Nikro, Rishonim, Seifrim. The first people, like the earlier generations, were called Seifrim people who knew how to count. What does that mean? Shoyu Seifrim, Kol Oisiyah Sheba Torah. They were able to count the whole Torah to know how many Oisiyahs there are in the Torah. Shoyu Oimim used to tell us that Vov de Gochin, this Pasek Vayikrud Yir Aleph, the word Gochin, the Vov there, Chatzin Shal Oisiyah Shal Sefer Torah. That's mamish halfway through the Sefer Torah in counting the Oisiyahs. And Dorash, the word Dorash, Dorash is Chatzin Shal Tevis. That's mamish half of the words of the Torah. And then the Pasek of is Galeach Shal Psukim. That's half of the Psukim of the Torah. So they're able to count to know exactly how many Oisiyahs there were, how many words there were, how many Psukim there were. Now Yechasmenu Chazim Yoar, and that's the Pasek of Tehillim. Ayin Diyar, this Ayin in Diyar, Chatzin Shal Tehillim. That's halfway through the Oisiyahs of Tehillim. V'rachum Yechaparov and Chatzin the Psukim. That's half of the Psukim of Tehillim. Now, Boy Rav Yezir asked the question, Vov de Gochin. That's what we say, Vov de Gochin. That's mamish halfway through the Oisiyahs of the Torah. What is this Vov? My Gisa. Is it the first half or the second half? What does it mean it's the half of the Oisiyahs? But which half is it on? So, Amalek, he answered back, we don't know, but let's go count and see. Nice is Sefer Torah of Yaninu. If so, let's take a Sefer Torah and let's go count it. And we'll see which side is this Vov from the first side or the second side. So Morris says no. Oh yeah, this part of the kasha. Like Milo Yom Rabba Bar Bachana, didn't Rabba Bar Bachana say that it once happened in the case that Loizos Mishom HaShevil Sefer Torah Monam, they didn't move from a certain place until they brought a Sefer Torah and they counted how many Oisiyahs are there? So you see, it's possible to count the Sefer Torah. So let's also count to see where this Vav is, the first half or the second half. Omalais, he answered back to them like this. In Ubiki, the Chseris Yisera is true. They knew how to count to know exactly how many Oisiyahs there were. Like there are certain words, there's an extra Vav, it's a missing Vav. They knew. But Anam Ladikinan, we are not so Baku, we tackle to not know exactly which words need the Vav, which words don't have the Vav. So therefore, we can't count our Sefer Torah now, because we're not even sure we have a right Sefer Torah. So really, it comes out that every Sefer Torah we have is not so posh as kosher. because it's possible to say it's not exact. We have an extra vav, we're missing the vav. So according to the Rambam, Shita that learns the Sefer Torah, even if it's missing the vav, still is kosher. It's very good. That about you have rov the oisius, it's good. The Sefer Torah is kosher. According to the other Shita that we hold, that if one oisius is missing, the Sefer Torah is possible. So really, it's a shiloh. Who says our Sefer Torah is our kosher now? Because we're not a bucket, we do not know exactly where the vav belong, where they don't belong. So what you have to say is we have to do the best we could. If we do the best we could, that's a kosher Sefer Torah. But true, if we make a mistake and something we know, then we owe the Sefer Torah as possible. Right, the boy Rabbi Yosef, first he asked a question like this. The boy Rabbi Yosef, for his galach, that's what we just said, this galach is here for the psukim of the Torah. Again, the question was, Mahai Gisa, Mahai Gisa. Is this pasuk still the last of the first half, or the beginning of the second half? Omalei Abai, Abai said back also, psukim yulaislam nuyay. Okay, maybe we don't know the chaseiros, the oisiyos, for the Chur, let's go count how many psukim there are and we'll see. So Gemara says, no, b'psukim amalei b'kinen. In the psukim also, we have no right to go and count them. We're not a bucket. We don't know exactly where a pasuk ends. Why? T'chiyosi Rav Acha bar Adam, Omar b'marov, he said in Eretz Yisrael, used to say, paskele lahai kro l'tlos psukim. They used to say, this one pasuk that we have for one pasuk, they used to say it's three psukim. But the pasuk says, v'yemir Hashem ha-moshe, hini anuchi bo alecha b'yav onan. And they used to divide up this pasuk into three psukim. You see, also, we're not a book, and we do not know exactly how many psukim there are in the Torah. We can't count the psukim. Tana Rabban, look at the price like this. Chameshes alpayim, there are 5,000, ushmeinem meyos 800, ushmeinem ushmein 88. Psukim have the psukim Sefer Torah. That's how many psukim there are in the Sefer Torah. Yesro lov tilim, Sefer Tilim has more than this, ushmeinem, has 8 more. I tell you, Yesakasha, how could that be? Our Sefer Tilim is much smaller than our Sefer Torah. Moshe wants to say no, maybe not. But since we just got finished saying we do not know exactly when the psukim end, so maybe in Tilim the psukim are much smaller there, and it could be this amount of psukim, there's even more psukim in Tilim than there is in the Sefer Torah. Now, Chosim, Moshe says, Chosim emeinu divrei yorim shemeinu. Divrei yorim, that's missing 8 less than it has in the Chumash. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. Know the pshat from the posik vishinantom, that before we said it means vishilashtem, you should divide up your learning in threes. Now we're dashing, vishinanta means like sharpening, shinun, shiadivre teru mechudodim aficha, that the learning should be sharp in your mouth. That means Rashi says you should always review it to be clear, to know how to answer. Shim yishalach odom. If a person asks you a question, shim yishalach odom dover, somebody asks you a question, out the gam game, don't like stumble. The time of life, answer him right away. But after Gandhi, the time of life, don't think, be stumbled. If you like, I'm not sure what to answer, but rather, but tell him right away the right answer. Now, it doesn't mean if you don't know, you should make up. About if you don't know, you don't know. It means, though, you should learn the Torah so well that you should know enough to answer right away. That you should be able to answer him back right away. Shinema, the apostle says, initially,